military service too in the Marines. That's straight ahead right here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. It is 7 o'clock on the Noggin. It's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Democrats hope to present a united front as the party's nominating convention kicks off in Chicago today. Vice President Harris says she takes nothing for granted.
I very much consider us the underdog. I feel like we need to earn everyone's vote.
She will officially accept the party's nomination Thursday. President Biden is tonight's keynote speaker. Correspondent Matt Piper is in Chicago.
A new CBS News poll shows the gender gap and enthusiasm are making for a tight race. Kamala Harris and GOP nominee Donald Trump are even across the battleground states that will decide the Electoral College. But now Harris has a 3-point edge nationally. Trump, for his part, keeps a lot of his advantages. He leads with people who say the economy is a major factor, and he leads with voters who say they are not doing as well financially.
Former President Donald Trump will be back on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania today. At a stop in Wilkes-Barre over the weekend, he asked supporters,
"Are you better off with Kamala and Biden than you were under President Donald J. Trump?" I don't think so.
CBS News has learned New York's disgraced Republican former Congressman George Santos will plead guilty today at court on Long Island. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
In the end, he realized that he didn't have much in the way of legal defenses to the charges of money laundering, lying to Congress, and identity theft.
Santos' trial was scheduled to begin September 9th. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East as optimism grows for a ceasefire in Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Blinken is holding talks in Israel ahead of this week's ceasefire negotiations in Cairo.
This is a decisive moment, probably the best, maybe the last opportunity to get the hostages home, to get a ceasefire.
Shortly after he arrived Sunday, a bomb exploded near a synagogue in Tel Aviv. Hamas has claimed responsibility. Israel overnight stepped up its strikes around Gaza City.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine's daring military incursion into Russia is intended to create a buffer zone to prevent more cross-border attacks from the Kremlin. He spoke through an interpreter.
It is now our primary task in defensive operations overall to destroy as much Russian war potential as possible and conduct maximum counteroffensive actions.
Here in the U.S., some popular chicken products are being recalled. Purdue says some of its ready-to-eat nuggets and tenders may contain pieces of metal wire. No injuries reported. The recall includes select lots of Purdue breaded tenders, ButcherBox organic breast, and Simply Smart Organics breaded nuggets. S&P futures flat. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha and Racine are at the center of the political world for the next couple of days. J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, is set to campaign in Kenosha tomorrow. The visit follows Vance's recent appearance in Milwaukee and comes as Vice President Kamala Harris plans a campaign stop in Milwaukee on the same day. To the south, the DNC starts in Chicago today. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows a neck-and-neck presidential race in Wisconsin. 3 to 6 foot waves are part of the current warning from the National Weather Service. Lake Michigan's shoreline in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties is under a beach hazard statement through tomorrow afternoon. The hazardous conditions are expected to make swimming extremely risky, with strong currents posing a danger. Officials say to stay out of the water and to avoid areas near piers and breakwalls. Crystal Kaiser will be sentenced today. She's the Milwaukee woman who admitted to killing her alleged sex trafficker as a teenager. Kaiser, now 23, pleaded guilty in May to reckless homicide in the 2018 death of Randy Volar, avoiding a potential life sentence. The case had drawn attention to the state's affirmative defense law for trafficking victims, with the state Supreme Court ruling that Kaiser could use the defense. And a Racine County Root River Bridge is getting shut down Wednesday. Drivers are being told to prepare for traffic disruptions as the 38 bridge over the Root River will be closed for 2 days this week. The closure will impact the stretch from MM to Rapids Drive Wednesday and Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers shut out the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cleveland Guardians came to Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. They left after being swept in a three-game series. The crew with a 2-0 shutout Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's what this whole thing's about. When you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's what makes it feel really, really special. It makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have it like that.
The Brewers head to St. Louis to open a three-game series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers losing to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver. The Broncos played their starters, while the Packers went with their second and third string players, but Green Bay with poor run blocking and even worse pass protection.
Offensively, just want to see more fight from our guys. That was frustrating, just the lack of ability to move the football, both in the running game and in the passing game. So we definitely just got to reevaluate and take a long, hard look at everybody.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, 71. By Wednesday, sunny with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Kids are great, man. It's the greatest gift on the planet. When we had our first daughter, I told my wife, I was like, there's nobody on this earth I will ever love as much as this little girl ever, ever again. And I'm just going to pour all my love into this child. And my wife felt the same way. And then she got pregnant again. We were like worried. We were like, wait a second. We just said we love this one so much. How do we split up our love and just, you know, and we got, honestly, we were nervous about it. And our friends were like, relax. Everybody goes through it and it's unconditional love. And you do, you just love all your kids equally. And I got to say, they were wrong. I don't care for the second one. I just got to. She's just a little needy. Every day it's the same thing. I'm hungry. Oh, really? Oh, there's some news. Oh, we're all hungry. Get in line.
It is 7:07. We have a very special guest. I mean, very special today. Bill May is here from the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center in Racine, right there on Main Street, just south of downtown. I pass it every single day, coming and going to work. Never miss it. It's right across the street. Get a little closer to the microphone. I want to hear everything you have to say. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. Glad to meet you. Glad to see you. How are you today?
I am fine. Good. I just want to know, when did this start? Now, the building's old.
Yeah, well, the building is the actual, it's the building of the founder of the city of Racine, lived there the last 10 years of his life, Gilbert Knapp. The building was actually built between 1848 and 1852. We have the privilege of being able to be in there. It changed hands three or four times to some rather notable names that you would know from Racine history, possibly. But then the VFW took it over in the 1930s, and then this project came to fruition after the VFW realized they couldn't sustain the building anymore and wanted to do something with it. And at that time, the World War II vets were talking to the Vietnam-era vets and saying, gee, we can't do this. Can you? And then it evolved into the Legacy Museum and Veterans Memorial Project.
Boy, just to know that was Gilbert Knapp lived there.
Yes. I mean,
that's historical right then.
He died there, actually.
He died in that? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I want to say 1887, I believe.
If you want to know exactly where it is, it's right across the street from the Oddfellows convenience store.
840 Main Street.
Yeah, you can walk right across the street, get yourself a soda, and then go across the street.
Well, or you can come into our place because
you have a place in there.
Legacy Museum and Veterans Center, the Veterans Center side of things.
And Grill and Bar.
Yep. Yeah. We call it a concession and bar, but yeah. Yeah.
Grill and Bar. Okay. Yeah. So when did this start? Give me the year. Whose idea was it?
Well,
it's a compilation.
Gentleman by the name of Steve Heather who was very significant in the original planning and the initial thrust of the project. But it really came through after 2000. City had a Racine City Veterans Council, and then there was the Veterans Memorial Project Group. And the two merged. And when they merged, they then worked on the transition of that building to the project for the purpose of holding or having a a veterans museum and legacy center here in the community.
Now, what's on the inside? What do we see?
Well, when you come into the center, normally we have what we call the memorial room, where in the memorial room we have exhibits for Aggerholm, Laura Clark, and Jack Gerstedt, who are Racine's three Medal of Honor recipients.
And they have schools named after them. Two of them have schools named after them.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody is very familiar with those names in the community. But we, again, we what we're about, our whole thrust, if you will, is about naming the names of the veterans who served from the community of Racine. And aside from the people who always get the named schools named after them, mm-hmm. the streets named after them, the what do you call it, the fountains named after them.
And there are people nobody ever remembered.
That's
they
the
don't
folks
know, they
we try to look for.
They don't know who they are.
We have a monthly turnover where we put up different exhibits showing the different people that served in different capacities in the service throughout the city of Racine. For example, this next month coming up, we have Dave Kramer, who is a Marine. He just passed away last year. He was a post-Korean veteran. We talk about a Lieutenant Colonel Krefshank. She was an Army nurse who was in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. We have Terry Christensen Stanley, who was a helicopter crew chief and a nurse, combat medic in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we have a very varied group of individuals from our community that we take the donations from the community. The tagline we use when people ask us about the center is that it's the place in Racine where we talk about military, veteran, and home front and tell their stories, do exhibits with the donations made by the community. Our favorite call is, hi, we're cleaning out Grandpa and Grandma's house, and we found this uniform or this sea bag or this footlocker, and boy, we know it's special. We don't want to throw it in the dumpster, and we don't want to give it to Salvation Army, but the kids don't want it or have a place for it. Are you interested? Well, that's our favorite call.
Well, let me tell you, my father, I wanted all his Navy stuff. Mm-hmm. And while he was alive, I went through it and I took it all. I have his two Distinguished Flying Cross medals. I have his commendations. I have his dress uniform from the Navy. And I have it sealed in plastic. And what am I going to do with it when I go? So my nephew, who's in his 30s now, said, I want it. He actually had a duplicate made of the Distinguished Flying Cross medal, which I didn't think he could do, but he sent away for it. And they made a duplicate of it. It's not the same medal. I have the original one in the original box that my father received. He wants it, and I hope someday he'll find somebody younger than him who will want it.
Pass it on.
I don't want to give it away. I can't.
Yeah, I know, and it's a difficult thing. That's why we get those calls. They feel that it's special. They know that it's special, and they don't like having it stuffed in the back of a closet. But they don't have a place to really put it. So that's when we get the call.
I'll tell you what I have. My father had. He was a Navy tail gunner is what he was. And since he flew over the Pacific, his bomber jacket had a flag sewn onto the back of his jacket. He had two of them, one an American one, one with a Chinese flag. And it had all the different languages of China on there in case he gets shot down. I mean, it could happen.
Correct.
And he doesn't speak Chinese, so the flag on the back. And the pinhole, it was pinholed onto the back of his jacket, depending where he was flying. He has the American one, and he has the Chinese flag. And he framed them, and I have them in my house.
Yeah, those are treasured items.
And I said to my father wore this thing on the back for 4 years, flying into combat, getting shot down. And here it is, and I'm looking right at it. This is history, and I will never give it away. My nephew will get it, but I don't want to give it away. I don't want to throw it away. I don't want to sell it because it's too important.
Since I've been doing this, and it's going on 8 years now in October, it caused me to have to dig into Racine's history and look at a number of stories that have that sort of effect on me. Yeah. In fact, what motivated me was I was reading the 1884 Racine Journal Times coverage of the dedication of Haymarket Square.
Oh, yeah.
Turning it into Monument Square, yeah. And then dedicating the old Soldier Memorial down there. And during the course of reading this material, one of the speakers, who obviously was a Civil War veteran who this memorial was designed to honor, was saying something, and I'm quoting it poorly, but basically to the fact of, you know, 100 years from now, though, you know, we won't be here, we'll be pushing up daisies, basically. But the people will come and gather around this memorial, and they'll remember the deeds of this guy and that guy and this guy. And again, Racine being the size that it was at that time, those are probably everyday folks that everybody knew, just, you know, walking the streets. But reading that kind of inspired me to look at trying to put together biographies and putting together these pieces of information. Once in a while, I get a call. I had a guy call a month ago. Says, gee whiz, Bill, can you help me out? My dad is going to be featured, or my grandpa's going to be featured at the Brewers. They're going to do a thing on the Jumbotron on him. And I've been looking for a picture. I'm standing here in the graveyard, and all I have is a picture of his tombstone. So I managed to put together in about 20 minutes. I said, well, when do you need it? He said, well, about 3 o'clock this afternoon. I said, well, you didn't give me a lot of time. Let me see what I can do. Well, I was able to dig into some of my research material and put together a real nice piece and a couple of pictures and whatnot that we put together for him. And apparently it went over real well at the Brewers Stadium. So
hang in there. We're talking to Bill May. He is from the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center right here in Racine. More coming up with Bill in just a moment. 716 at WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Paul Harvey's rest of the story coming up in 5 minutes. Bill May is here from the Veterans Museum, the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center. I'll get those right one of these.
Takes a while.
Get a little closer to the microphone. I got to hear everything you have to say. Let's talk about your military service. You served in Vietnam?
Yes, about 5 days worth.
That's more than I served in Vietnam. So you had to be frightened when they said you're going to Vietnam. Well, what year are we talking about here?
1971.
Okay, so we were still fighting big time.
Yeah. Well, it was the end of the war. Nixon was trying to make political headlines with pulling out of Vietnam. And a huge group of us went through a school. And as we got out of school, they stationed half of us in North Carolina, the other half in California. Then after a year of in-the-trench training, they put us on a plane and sent us over there. And as we're getting off the plane, the guy was going, okay, you go this way, you go that way, you go this way, you go that way. Well, the guys on the left stayed there with Mag 12 and Benoit. And I went with Mag 15 over to Thailand. And we built an air base and set up an air base in Thailand and flew missions back over to Vietnam from Thailand.
I tell you, I don't know how I would have fared if, you know, I was in the military draft, then my number didn't come up.
Yeah.
That's just the way it was. If it had come up, I was going.
Well, I dropped out of school at 17 and went in. So,
I was going to college at the time. But still, you know, if your number comes up, your number comes up. And I can't imagine it. You know, my father, I told you, fought for 4 years in World War II, was terrified that I'd have to go to war because he knew what it was like.
At that time, I had a lot of friends, brothers and whatnot, who were coming back, giving me one side of a story. And then I was in civics class and in history and stuff like that and getting another side of the story. And there was something that compelled me to say, well, I'm going to go find out for myself. And I was bored to tears at high school. So it was, and I was getting, I was on the edge of getting into trouble. So this is a good thing to go
to. It's
do.
Not boring going to war, I can imagine. Well, our general manager is an Air Force vet and proud of his military service
you
too.
Betcha.
We went to the airport one day for the honor flight and it was packed. I mean, they had marching bands there in the airport and I have pictures on my phone I can show you. When the soldiers came off, they were about my dad's age, maybe a little bit younger than my dad. We wanted my dad to go on, but Alzheimer's had taken its toll on him at that point. It wouldn't have worked. And you're looking at these old men in wheelchairs. They were once fighting machines, and now they're in wheelchairs coming off. And it just it brings a tear to your eye because they were all young kids one time in war. Now they're old men in wheelchairs.
Well, it's we're all going to suffer to that one.
Yeah.
You know, age is still what it is. But I was on the honor flight last year. My wife is an Army veteran.
Okay.
And we were fortunate in that my son and daughter were our sponsors. And so we got to go all four and go and do the trip. Of course, I'd been to D.C. before and so had my wife. But it was different going with that group. The honor flight group is a fantastic group. And I encourage any veteran.
Yeah.
To if you're eligible, if you're a Vietnam era or Korean era, World War II era, a lot of guys are like, well, you know, I was no hero. This isn't my thing. Well, it's not that kind of thing. It's just celebrating your service with other vets. And I think every veteran should have that opportunity, that experience. It's a one-day whirlwind event.
You know, and one of my best friends in radio, he worked here with me. I hired him here years ago and he went to another radio station. One day he decided, I'm going in to the Air Force. And he spent 8 years in the Air Force. Now, this was a little skinny kid and a little meek kid. And I said, I remember when the Air Force called me up to, you know, see, you know, check on him and stuff to see what his, you know, resume, if everything was real. And I remember them saying, I said, well, what branch is he going into? I said, the Air Force. I said, you're not going to let him fly any planes, are you? And he goes, no, he's going to be in computers. I said, okay, that he can do. So he just got out a few months ago, and we're going to meet up. He lives in Wisconsin.
Nice.
And we're going to meet up. And I look at this kid. He's a whole different kid now. 8 years in the military. He was overseas. And, wow, I would never have thunk that he would have been 8 years in the Air Force, but he did it.
And I was in a similar vein. Me and the guys I ran around with, a couple of us went in on the buddy program. I was one voted least likely to succeed. But actually, oddly enough, I'm the one that succeeded, made it through, and actually was career bound for a while till fate took a hand in my future, and I had to get out after about 7 and almost 8 years. But regardless, though, you're right. It changes you and it instills new things in you.
His name is Scott Nalivak, by the way. He worked here for a number of years. And one day he decided, I'm going into the Air Force. I'm out of left field when I heard that. Hold on here. We're talking to Bill May from the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center here in Racine. But right now it's time for Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story here on WRJN. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's
Rest of the Story. Frank picked the phone up on the first ring. The voice said, hello, this is John. Frank said, what can I do for you? And the voice said, it's what I cannot do for you. I cannot teach your wife to shoot a gun. Frank said, well, now we've been over this, but John interrupted. If there was one person anywhere who should not carry a loaded firearm, it was Frank's wife. She had been down to the shooting range. She'd gone through more rounds of ammunition than Wellington at Waterloo. She had earnestly, honestly tried her best. But the bottom line was, said John, quote, she can't hit a barn door. Frank was quiet for a moment. These were dangerous times, he said at last. Times when no one, much less a defenseless woman, should be roaming about alone. But Frank's wife had her own ideas. She had her own car, which she loved to drive by herself. She enjoyed walking about the city and often did unaccompanied. At least Frank had beseeched, if she were determined to take such risks, she must carry a pistol in her car and, better still, in her purse. And that's where John came in. He had access to a target range. He had expertise to spare. If anyone could transform Frank's wife into Annie Oakley, John could, but he couldn't. He couldn't. So Frank, exasperated and concerned, put his foot down. Even if she was not a good shot, he insisted his wife must carry the gun anyway. And dutifully, she said that she would. But this is the rest of the story. Years later, the son of a friend, a good-looking young man named Garrett Entrup, did some house painting for Frank's wife. She wanted to pay him for his work, but Garrett refused. That prompted the woman to present him with a gift instead. That's right, it was that gun. The gun that she had been asked to carry years previous. Did you ever get to shoot it, young Garrett wanted to know. Well, not at anyone, she answered. And then she confided that in order to travel about on her own, she had promised her husband that the revolver would always be handy, but she had lied. Uncomfortable carrying a loaded weapon, she had put the pistol in a dresser drawer, and she had left it there until just moments ago. And now she said it was Garrett's, provided that he keep it in the same spirit of peace, and Garrett promised that he would. Now, why anybody should be interested to know this now is because the dangerous times which had so concerned Frank on his wife's behalf, those dangerous times were more than half a century ago. You see, the man who had failed to make her a sharpshooter was the nation's top cop, John Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover. And yes, I do mean to say that when First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt refused Secret Service protection of any kind, when she refused to have the Secret Service tagging along, she appeased her husband Franklin by promising to carry a gun, but she couldn't shoot worth a hoot. And now you know the rest of the story.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha and Racine are at the center of the political world for the next couple of days. J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, is set to campaign in Kenosha tomorrow. The visit follows Vance's recent appearance in Milwaukee and comes as Vice President Kamala Harris plans a campaign stop in Milwaukee on the same day. To the south, the DNC starts in Chicago today. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows a neck-and-neck presidential race in Wisconsin. 3 to 6 foot waves are part of the current warning from the National Weather Service. Lake Michigan's shoreline in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties is under a beach hazard statement through tomorrow afternoon. The hazardous conditions are expected to make swimming extremely risky, with strong currents posing a danger. Officials say to stay out of the water and to avoid areas near piers and breakwalls. Crystal Kaiser will be sentenced today. She's the Milwaukee woman who admitted to killing her alleged sex trafficker as a teenager. Kaiser, now 23, pleaded guilty in May to reckless homicide in the 2018 death of Randy Volar, avoiding a potential life sentence. The case had drawn attention to the state's affirmative defense law for trafficking victims, with the state Supreme Court ruling that Kaiser could use the defense. And a Racine County Root River Bridge is getting shut down Wednesday. Drivers are being told to prepare for traffic disruptions as the 38 bridge over the Root River will be closed for 2 days this week. The closure will impact the stretch from MM to Rapids Drive Wednesday and Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Technology we're using on today's farms fascinating to non-farm attendees at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. What technology are they focused in on? Those details on the way.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Abir Saha is the museum curator at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. He says they're focused in on agriculture, and he says what farmers think are common everyday technologies are really important for their agriculture storytelling.
I've been looking at the history of the center pivot, which really revolutionized how irrigation was done on fields around the world. And if you look at a center pivot, it's responsible for why so many fields now are circular. When you look at them from an aircraft, you'll see these circular fields because center pivot irrigation moves that water in a circular radius around the farm. And so it's the kind of invention which has really not just changed farming, but it's changed the landscape and geography of what the earth looks like.
Abir Saha, he is the museum curator at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. That is a facility that gets about 1.2 million visitors annually.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
And although the Packers may not have been real impressive in their game against Denver last night, the Wisconsin FFA Foundation wants to invite all Packer fans to join them for a special watch party Friday, September 6th, as the Packers play in Brazil. The watch party is going to be held just outside the Titletown District. Cost is $100 per adult and will include all kinds of entertainment as well as food. Take a look at details, WIFFAFoundation.org, and get your tickets today, WIFFAFoundation.org. I'm Pam Yonke.
partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, 71. By Wednesday, sunny with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I am married, which I'm glad about. I hated being single. It's hard to score when your pickup line starts with an apology and ends in a Star Wars quote. And insecure and broke is one thing. Insecure, broke, and single, that's the frosting on the loser cake. I did this one time. I'm in the bank. I'm doing the transaction. I ask the teller out. And then I realized I just asked someone out who's looking at a computer view of my financial situation. There's nothing you can say then. Well, I've got other accounts. This one I keep negative.
Hi, Don Rosen. It's 7:35 on a Monday morning. Monday, hey, August 19th. You know what I hate about August? From August 1st on, they would say, well, summer's over. No, summer's not over. It's not over until September 21st. But it's summer's over, back to school, fall sales. Will you let me enjoy the summer for one more week? I mean, you got to start August 1st with fall is here, back to school. It used to irritate me. Got a few more minutes left with Bill May from the Veterans Museum and Legacy Museum and Veterans Center. What are the hours, by the way?
Normally, what we do is myself and my partner, Tom Friedel, are there on Mondays and Thursdays from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. So you can drop by if you have some donations you want to make in the way of uniforms or memorabilia or that type of thing. We're there for that, as well as the normal work of running the center. And then you can call. That's another way, and set up a personal appointment. We'll take classes through if they'd like to see some of the exhibits and tell them the story, some of the stories of Racine's history in the military. On Wednesdays, we have a great library crew. Shirley and Ellen are our librarians. We have over 1,500 volumes, plus a number of movies. I know a number of students here in our high schools are often tasked with doing research and things like that. Otherwise, we have just some vets who like to read military history and that. And our library is open in the same hours, 10 to 2, Mondays and Thursdays. And on Wednesdays, our librarians are there in the afternoon from 1 till about 3, if you want to come in and talk to them. Otherwise, it's a completely searchable library set up, and you can come in and take out books and look up things for if you're doing research or if you're doing essays. A number of our veterans clubs that meet there have scholarship programs where they involve either the interviewing of or reporting on specific veterans or military circumstances or democracy or that type of thing. And so there's opportunities for seniors and juniors in the high school community here in Racine to come and avail themselves of some of these scholarships from some of the veterans clubs that meet there at the center.
My wife and I and son, we recently went to the Veterans Cemetery at Union Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to put all the flags.
Right.
And you don't realize what a daunting job that is until you're standing with buckets and buckets and buckets. And there's a way to do it. You have to stand in front, put the flag in, salute, move on to the next one. And there's thousands of them there. Luckily, they had hundreds of people doing it because there's no way. Then you got to go to where
The crypts.
The crypts are, yeah. They carbarium. I forget what they call that. There's a word for that. Anyway, you got to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's six in a stack, and flag, salute, move on to the next one. Flag, salute, move on to the next one. And it's an all-day affair, and it was an all-day affair.
Yeah.
But you say to yourself, these people risk their lives for me. How many people? I don't know if I have it in myself to do that, but these people did, these men and women, and they risked everything. And if it just means putting a flag in, I don't know, it was the 4th of July weekend. I'm trying to think of what weekend that was. It may have been.
Typically, they do it just before Memorial Day. Then they leave them up for Memorial Day until
maybe it was Memorial Day.
Veterans Day or Labor Day.
It might have been Memorial Day.
A little bit different, but
might have been Memorial Day. I know my the other Union Grove Cemetery out there, my father-in-law is buried out there. He was a U.S. Marine. And every year they salute on Memorial Day the final person who was buried who happened to be a vet. And I kept asking them after year, I forget the guy's name who ran the center out there, the Veterans Center. And I said, this year, can you do my father? He said, well, I'm a father-in-law. I said, well, we can't because another veteran passed away. Finally, it was his year. And we went out there. We set the cameras up and everything for the family members that couldn't be there. And they saluted him, a U.S. Marine. And they had to do it again because they didn't have anybody else to salute last memorial. So they did him again. And we're out there with the pictures, taking photos of it. Luckily, we had just groomed the grave, taken out all the weeds and cleaned it up. But it's really something. It's teary when they salute with a gun salute to your loved one who served in the military. And, yeah, U.S. Marine. They always say, you're never a was Marine. You're an is Marine.
They use never the term former Marine.
Never a former Marine. Yeah. They're always
a
Marine.
I'm a Marine. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, why did you choose the Marines?
Well, that's, it's my personal story. But when I was young, I was a... I watched all the war movies and whatnot, and one of my favorite shows was Combat.
Vic Morrow. Rick Jason and Vic Morrow.
And Vic Morrow was my hero at that time. And years later, the opportunity came up. Like I say, we were 17 years old and running around in town and getting shy of getting into too much trouble. But a friend of mine whose brother was killed in Vietnam, Bud Baylor, his brother was killed there, and he wanted to go back in the Marines. And so running around with our group, he trotted into the recruiter's office, and a couple of us went along. And after the pitch, I went home and told my mom and dad that I wanted to join the Marines. And, of course, my mother was, oh, Harold, and my dad was, oh, it'll be okay, Leora. And so I went in, and I said, "Well, I want to at least equal my hero, you know, and rise to that level." So I eventually did make it to the rank of E6, Staff Sergeant. So I did bested him by one, but it was just that challenge that kind of inspired me to just do well.
You know, I saw The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance when I was a kid. I never wanted to be a cowboy.
Well, yeah, I know.
I love Westerns. I never wanted to do it, though.
Well, at 17, you know, you have to put things into context. I'd like to comment, if I may, Don. Yeah. You were talking about being out at Union Grove and some of the burial things and the flag things. I think from a news standpoint, you may be familiar with this. Ralph Bodie, his remains were just identified from World War II, and he's being returned to Racine, and they'll actually be having a burial ceremony. And in my notes, it says September 27th. Again, this is the type of thing that goes on within a community like this that we feel needs to be heralded out to the community, that we have this opportunity now that this lost son will be returned to us, and so they'll be having an interment out at the veteran, or I actually think he's going into Mound. I'm not sure.
Mound Cemetery?
Yeah, I think he may be going into Mound. But my point is that Ralph Bodie is being returned.
After all these years.
After World War II, he was a tail gunner in a B-24 Liberator.
My father was in a PBY. You know, I went out to Arlington a couple of years ago with my wife. We went to Arlington Cemetery. You want a sobering experience.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of graves at Union Grove. Go there.
And whenever they are going through a service, when somebody passed away, they say, no matter what you're doing, stop. And you see the casket moving along with the families. And whenever they're burying somebody, just stop what you're doing. Don't do anything until they pass and then move on.
Right.
It is a sobering experience to be out at Arlington.
Right.
And especially the history of the house that's there on Arlington. It was the Confederate general.
Yeah.
Who it was his house.
I was just there with
And the Arlington Cemetery is there because they wanted to tick her off, the wife who lived there, and they buried the Union soldiers right up against the house and in her rose garden. And she eventually moved out. And that's the house is still there, but that's why Arlington is where it is, because that's where that Civil War house was. Is there anything else before we end? I just want to make sure I get everything in.
Yeah, the thing for us is basically we're the place in the city that tells the stories of Racine's military, veterans, and home front. We, through the Legacy Museum, we get our stories and we get our artifacts from the community. They donate them to us and we keep them and use them to make the displays and the illustrations for our veterans from this community. We also run the Veterans Center, and on the Veterans Center side of the house, as we mentioned earlier, we have the bar restaurant in there. We have Manny, our chef, who's a great cook, and we have great lunches. Our Friday fish fry is talk of the town, and we encourage you to come in, have a sandwich, get a beer, take a walk around, look at the exhibits. If we're open, come let us know you want to go into the locked rooms and we can show you that. We'll often do tours on the spur of the moment, or you can call and arrange a tour. My phone number, it's a message number, is 262-635-0120. And you're encouraged to call if you have things you want to donate, or if you want a story about a veteran that we have done work on or are able to do work on from a Racine veteran standpoint. And we'd love to hear from you and encourage you to stop in.
The Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the National Guard.
And
the
Space Force. And everybody forgets the Space Force now.
And I'm not done yet. Oh. Merchant Marines and the Space Force. Am I leaving anybody out?
Did you get Coast Guard, right?
Coast Guard.
There you go. Coast Guard. Get our Coast Guard. Next month is Coast Guard month for us.
When I do the Racine Concert Band concerts, mm-hmm. every year there's one segment where they play
the medley
from every single branch of the service. Yep. And then we ask people to stand.
Yep.
And, they play the Coast Guard. I couldn't even sing the Coast Guard anthem, do you?
So I believe their motto is Semper Paratus, and there's that in there. Somewhere.
Yeah, and the same thing with the National Guard. But everybody knows when the caissons come marching along, Anchors yeah. Away, and the Marine
from hymn. The Halls of Montezuma.
Yeah, we all know those, but there are other ones, too, and they play them each year.
Sure.
Thank you for coming in.
Great, Don. Thanks for having us.
I do appreciate you coming in here, and you're always welcome to come in if you've got something to say. And thank you, Bill May, from the Legacy Museum and Veterans Center right there at 820 Main Street, right south of downtown. You can't miss the building. I was surprised to find that was the home of Gilbert Knapp, yes. The first mayor of Racine, and where he passed away. I didn't know
Founder
that.
Founder of the city.
See, you learn something every day in this life.
That's it.
If you keep breathing and opening your eyes every day.
My thoughts exactly.
Thank you, Bill. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.
All right. We've got more coming up. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 747. Looking for a partly cloudy day. Make it a sunny day today with a high near 74. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 72. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 65 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Do you know a child who is coping with grief and loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more, find out about healing and peace. If you're interested in seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lights.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
It is 7:54 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. This is Paul Simon. Here's Coda Chrome at WRJN.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school,
It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold. Looks worse in black and white.
Timeless hits from WRJN. Need a reason to vote? All right, I'm going to give you a very good reason to vote. You might want to think about this. Dating.com found 72% of singles have gotten into a politically charged conversation with a match since the presidential debate back in June. 55% say they're open to dating someone with opposing views, but how about this? 68% would not date someone who doesn't vote. So there you go. It's not a great reason to vote, but it's a reason. Nobody wants to date you if you don't vote. All right. It's 7:58 at WRJN, sunny, 65 degrees right now at Radio Park.
Sweet talking.